من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولكم في القصاص حياة يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تتقون. After discussing the matter of person murders somebody, what the punishment, all the details of that, at the end of it all, Allah Ta'ala says in this last ayat with regard to this matter, that walakum fil qisasi, or tumhari waaste hai qisas mein, hayatun ya ulil albab, bari zindagi hai, ye aqal mando, la'allakum tattaqoon, taaki tum bachte raho. That for you in qisas, in taking this revenge, a life for a life, the murderer, his life is taken who murdered somebody. In that Allah Ta'ala says there is life for you. That is, one life is taken and thousands of lives are spared. That is the Islamic system. That one person, when his life is taken, then the fear which is in the people, that in retaliation, that murderer's life will be taken. And so the fear is amongst the people and they don't commit murder. And then people are saved. And on the other hand, as in the present day in the world, the death penalty almost everywhere has been abolished. And which has opened the door that every minute there is a murder carrying on. Because that one life is spared, that you can't kill the murderer. You just give him a life sentence or stupid five life sentences. What does that mean? It means nothing whatsoever. Or 200 years imprisonment. What does that mean? Nothing whatsoever. But because of that, murders are carrying on all the time and nobody is safe. Whereas if that one life is taken, then all the other people are safe in their places. In this, when that one life is taken, the person who murdered the murderer, his life is taken. And by his life being taken, he becomes clear of the guna. And now he also goes to Jannat. Because he has got his punishment, his life was taken. The person who was murdered, his family people, they also feel justice has been done. That the person who killed our family member, his life has been taken, they also feel comfortable, justice has been done. He took our person's life, his life has been taken. So they also live in peace and in comfort. So in this way, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has saved lives. Outwardly it looks a life has gone, one life. But in reality, thousands, much more than thousands of lives are spared because that one life is taken. And Allah Ta'ala says there is a great lesson for this. Ya ulil albab, for the people who have got intelligence, for the people who can understand, they can see easily that in this, that there is great life for people, great peace and security. But people whose brains are corrupt and they are perverted, they think that how can you take one life? It is zulm to take one life. A person who murdered somebody, to take his life is zulm. And what the murderer, those people also, today we all know, a person doesn't want to go and report a case also, because he knows nothing will be done about it. Whereas if proper justice is done, they also feel happy justice has been done. But we feel we want to save, this is a very perverted mind that want to save one life. And let thousands of people be in fear, in tension all the time. And let them be killed. So, and this is that will give you taqwa. La'allakum tattaqoon. If this proper Islamic system, the penal code of Islam is established, then you will find that there will be, people will have taqwa. People will stay away from murder, will stay away from crime, will stay away from adultery. All the terrible things which are in society when the proper Islamic penal code is established. And we all have to fear very greatly because of of our upbringing, especially in schools and universities, we also are thinking like the animals of the West, the enemies of Islam, that taking a life is zulm. It is barbaric to take somebody's life. And to do the stupid things of giving 5 life sentences, we also think that is in order. A person who has any objection, even in his heart, to the Islamic penal code of taking a life for a life, if a person commits adultery, he must be stoned in death. And the requirement is there is that it must be done in public. People must see it happening. Not be done in the jail, behind walls, etc. But in, that all can take a lesson from there. That is the object. And the rest of society can live in peace. So this is the system of Islam, that this qisas, taking of a life. And where this is done, when we were at one time in Medina Sharif, which is not very long ago, though we did not witness the scene, but an alim of Medina Sharif who witnessed the scene where a person was going to be executed for murder, and he explained the scene that the public are also invited to witness it. And the public who were present, then the sword man just pops out from amongst the public, and in one instance, in a split second, he severs the head of that murderer. And the effect of that, he says, for about 6 weeks, 2 months, people of Medina are absolutely quiet. That fear, that shock that came in them. And because of that, you'll hardly find a murder taking place. Today also, if just the death penalty has to be pronounced, if it has to be gazetted, already it will cut murders by 70-80%. People will be afraid, but people know, I can commit a murder, I will go to jail, and I will get free boarding and lodging. And for many of the murderers, they have a better life in jail than what they have outside the jail. There are many who do wrong things just to get into jail. So they get free boarding and lodging. So the, and for the result of this is that law-abiding citizens are all living in prisons. The, every house has become a prison. That with all the security system, all the burglar bars, every house has become a prison. While the murderers and the criminals are walking free on the streets. And so much so this has become, and we're thinking we are very clever and very advanced, especially those people who are living in the estates. They have even more security. They are living in more bigger prisons. That to enter, even a family member comes, for him also to enter is not easy, is a problem. So, and so that is all the more security, the more bigger prisons we have built. And we are happy that I'm living in a crime-free area. Whereas in those estates also, lot of crime takes place also. No place is free. But if this Islamic law and Islamic system is brought, then automatically crime will be cut. So much so that not so in Saudi, we ourselves had seen those times when people who sell jewelry, gold, pure, pure gold, at namaz time, they will just throw a cloth over it. And they will go for their namaz, and with great ease, itminan, they will make their namaz, and they know nobody will touch it whatsoever. Now that more Western law, unfortunately, is also being brought in Saudi, now the security has also increased. Every hotel has got security. All the shops around, you see security personnel. Before, you would not see a single security person anywhere. And with all that, the crime also increases all the time. So going in any other system besides Islam brings only destruction. It is only Islamic system. And for the animals of the West, we don't have to worry about them. They are animals. But we are thinking also now like those animals. That we also, that Islamic system is impossible. It can't work in these days. And we have to have the Western system. A person who thinks like that has to check his iman again. Who feels that Allah's system cannot work, and the system of the animals of the world, that works. That person, besides his iman, he must think what is his mental physical condition also. He's not even a mental case, he's worse than that also. They think that the animal system is successful and the human system and the system of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those do not apply in these days today. That person's iman is at stake, his mental condition is completely been corrupted. And these are those people who get what they say, their PhDs, their doctorates. And what is a PhD? A person with permanent head damage. His head is damaged permanently and he just can't see the right anymore. Or PhD, Therawa Dimag. His dimag, his brain is gone upside down. And it's gone permanently upside down. So that is the result of that. Whereas Islamic system is a system of the highest order that we can get. There can't be a better and higher system than that. May Allah let us realize what treasure and value we have got and protect our iman. Otherwise, without us, our knowing, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ, and iman is taken away from a person. Iman leaves a person. We are pushing our iman away when we are thinking like this Western people, and the ground where they prepare that are the schools and universities. There they are changing the minds of the people. Allah guide us to righteousness and give us this peace and tranquility which is meant in this world already. That is on an Islamic way of life.